You know, I used to tell people Ricky Martin was my cousin.
Why?
Our children. Our Maybe. Children.
Our children. We're our children. Have a baby.
The strike is over.
We thought it would never end. But yes, the strike is over.
Wait, and this is our first December episode.
This is our first December
Happy
episode.
Happy December.
Happy December. I'll add sound effects for that. Oh yeah.
That's got out of the bra.
This is a special episode. I feel like it's changed for some people. Mm-hmm. And that's where the guilt for me comes up, because not everyone is a series regular on a show. Mm-hmm. And like everyone's like, let's get back to work. We're not going to go back to the way it was, because we weren't working. We are still auditioning and we still want those opportunities. Yes, they're going to come, but it's not like, yay, right we're away, back at work. What work?
The memes are hilarious and the TikToks. I mean, funny, but not funny of like, yeah, the strike is over for not working, you know? And I'm just like, ugh.
Right, I know.
And then you laugh and then you cry.
But then it's also like, now that we're approaching December, the holidays, it brings up extra anxiety and depression for so many people. And I mean, just thinking about it for me, it feels overwhelming. Like, your Christmas tree is up, your place is all decorated.
I'm a psycho. I like to have it up by Thanksgiving.
That's ideally, that's what I would have preferred. And I think, having my birthday, by the way, in 3 years when I turn 40. My birthday lands on Thanksgiving.
No.
Absolutely not. Pissed. You know what? Fucking I am not sharing that.
You're not sharing
Screw that.
It.
So now for the next, few years, I will be celebrating my birthday early November because I refuse. All those, I know a couple people whose birthday falls on Christmas Day.
Oh yeah.
That sucks. Yeah. What are you getting? Two for one gifts? No, I don't like that. I'm sorry. It's almost like sharing your anniversary on your... Could you imagine if your anniversary was on your birthday?
Oh, hell no. Hell no.
Or, I don't know, Valentine's Day was... Yeah. I don't know.
I'm sure it was a great gift for the parents having a child on Christmas Day, but for the child, that's not fair.
Yes,
Stop doing
it's
that.
It's not right.
I think Ricky Martin's birthday is on December 25th.
Are you serious?
So, Ricky, how does it feel to have to share your birthday?
Ricky Martin.
You know, I used to tell people Ricky Martin was my cousin.
Why?
Back in Italy.
Because you wanted to feel like, oh, he's...
Well, when I was in high school in Italy, it was the one way that I could, they're not going to find out. Yeah, Ricky Martin's my cousin.
Oh, my gosh. And this is pre-internet. You just went with it? Oh my goodness. That's funny.
It's like, yeah, my cousin's name is Cristina Martin. Hello. So Ricky Martin is my cousin.
Oh my goodness. Psycho.
I don't talk to any of those kids anymore. So they'll never know.
It's so funny. But no, Christmas. Oh wait, welcome back.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
20 minutes later to another episode.
Yeah, we're a little, it's like riding a bike again. The other day, we just worked out. I hadn't worked out for a minute. And so the next day, complete soreness, couldn't function. So this is what this kind of feels like, first day working out again. You're like, oh, okay, we're gonna, oh, this is what it's like. Throw okay,
some punches.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And then you feel good right after. But I feel like, I don't know, I'm feeling a little overwhelmed. I'm just gonna keep it real. There's this heaviness that I'm carrying this month that I didn't anticipate, and I think it was just from that feeling of being not overworked, but constantly
moving, all of that emotional
energy with the play, and then my birthday, Thanksgiving, and then traveling. And then now we're back at work and the strike is I feel a slightly overstimulated and I just want to sit and watch a Christmas movie. But I don't have the time. I mean, I guess I could make the time, but I also want to sleep because I am now in the space where I want to prioritize my sleep, my rest, because I don't want to, you just, yeah, I don't want to get sick and kind of go in that dark spiral. I want to rest. It's important.
And interesting you say this because like literally 5 hours ago before we started recording, I saw a post saying that women during the holidays need to have more sleep because of like the chaotic.
It is so chaotic. Mm-hmm. It is so, there's so much pressure and stress around like, okay, what are we going to do? What activities are we going to travel or are our families visiting? Like who's going where, doing what, what's happening?
And it's in our nature to do this. It's not like we're picking, oh, this Christmas, I'm just going to chill. No, like, I think it's in our nature where we're like, we got to host. We got to do this. We got to do that. We got to get the Christmas gifts. We got to cook. We got to have the family over.
Like, I want to have a game night. Well, I also want to do a white elephant party. See, I want to do all these things.
Oh.
I want to do like a onesie
party.
Everyone just come in their pajamas and we have either a game night, a white elephant, like under $20 because it's, it's been such a rough, that's what I'm feeling. Mm. The heaviness of the entire year. Like it's all like hanging in this month. I don't know. It's weird. It's very weird. And I'm sure I know I'm not the only one.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm not like the most jolly this holiday season. Mm. But maybe I don't know. Maybe once the tree comes up and once I put a few decorations and we also have a baking episode that we're excited about. By the way, honestly, coming here, I will say, and I'll give you time to talk because I feel like I've been talking so much. I was very extremely low energy. I got four hours of sleep, so I was cranky this morning. And on the drive here, I was in a funk. I was such in a mood that I turned on the Thanksgiving MASH episode, and it brought a smile to my face.
What?
I did, because I hadn't finished watching it. When it did come out, I was like, let me throw this on. The cooking episode. Yeah, was it? Did I call it the Thanksgiving. The Thanksgiving cooking mash. You titled it. What was the title? Mashup.
Her cooking mash.
Yeah, the cook. Yeah. Okay. That's exactly. You know what? I'm gonna make up for it. And that's another thing. I'm like, I've gotta cook arroz con gandules, and I have to. Let's get festive. And I, you know, now that we are starting to work again, I am just like, focus.
Yes.
Take it one day at a time. Get your rest, but also make quality time with your loved ones. And yeah, so a lot of that going on. I know.
I'm hugging you so tight.
I know.
Like, I just want to hug you and just put you in my pocket and make sure that nothing happens.
Fit in that tight-ass pocket of yours.
Tight-ass pocket.
There's no space.
There's no space.
You know,
space in
are
here.
Skinny jeans still in?
Yo, I speak. No, they're not.
Because.
Well, they're
I've
still
just seen
on
a lot of baggy.
Yeah.
Just speaking those baggy, of, I just like some. This. Really?
Yeah.
I haven't bought a pair of those baggy pants yet.
I put them
I'm
on.
Too afraid.
And I had the Superstar Adidas. Ooh. And that's my favorite shoe. I've been wearing that shoe since I was like 15. Mm. I look down and I'm like, am I 15 again? Like, I had a moment of like,
it is.
Whoa.
Like, it'll take you back.
It's the bell button one, right?
Yeah. The bell
bottom. You just see like the little, it looks like a seashell.
Yeah. These mega thick platform sneakers with like baggy, like, you know, with the pockets on the sides. Yeah. Those pants.
Those,
and then like a tight t-shirt.
Those,
I can't seem to rock that yet. I don't know if that's my style.
I always think of Britney when I see those
pants.
Remember, she had a picture in the it was a red carpet, and she was it a music video? I can't remember. She had a pink top on, and then it was the baggy pants with the ones that you're saying with the side pockets. And I remember saying, "Oh, I want those." And then I got myself one, and then I'm pissed that now I don't have them anymore. They probably wouldn't
I know.
Fit, but That's why we need to always keep our clothes.
But then you're just accumulating. Just for the sake of like, it'll eventually come back.
Like the vests. I'm so pissed. I had so many and they're back in style. The vests.
The bubble jacket vests?
No, no, no. Like the server vests.
Yes.
I had so many.
Those are cute. I know those are all coming back.
And they're all coming back.
Whatever. What? Noah, I'm just going to sleep. I'm just going to walk around in a muumuu all month. That's my jam. Those batas. Like just those a giant sack.
But it gets cold now.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. No. They have those thick.
Oh, well, soft. Yeah, the thick ones. Yeah.
Sweater muumuus. I know. Some people call them muumuus. Some people call them.
Muumuu? No.
Mew Mew.
Mumu. Mumu. Always Mumu.
you're like Mew Mew. Mew Mew.
Well, for us, it's bata.
Yeah, bata.
A sweater bata.
Yeah.
Sweater bata.
You know when you're at that point in your relationship, when you're walking around in a bata.
Yeah.
And, well, you know what? Also, the weather, the season doesn't help. Once it starts getting cold outside, you're wearing more layers.
Yeah.
You're looking more not frumpy, but what's the word?
It's not even thicker. It's just like you look.
The year has, it's a little rough. It's a little rough in these streets. I know.
Yeah.
I know.
But I agree. I agree. And I dressing for winter, I love it. And I also hate it because you have to dress according to the weather. So like, let's say if you go to the theater, and I like to dress up when I go to the theater, I can't wear a dress unless I wear tights, but then does it gonna look too much? And then are you wearing too much clothes? And then you have to like show a little skin or, you know, and then I'm like, oh my God, and I can't wear jeans. And then you have to buy like fancy pants, you know, so you look, I don't like it.
Well, you're a fashionista. That's so what I'm feel saying. Like you have a really good sense of style, and you
Thank
just
you.
Know. I mean, even that video that you posted, like, what should I wear for Thanksgiving? I need you.
I was
to,
so.
I need
so
you to.
Conscious of that
I need you to edit my videos for me.
I
need
will.
You to do because I want to do stuff like that. Yeah. But I just
the twirl.
The
that
twirl.
Was so cheesy. Yo. I'm editing it, and I'm like, oh my God, this is so cheesy, cringe. I'm.
You
cringe
know what?
By myself.
I wonder what we're gonna think 20 years from now when we look back at all of our TikTok,
our children,
Instagram
are
reels.
Our children.
Our
Maybe. Children.
Our children. We're
our children.
Have a baby.
Children.
You know, the only child that I'm having is a puppy.
Yay,
a dog.
We're going to get you a puppy.
Maybe that will cheer me up for December. A puppy, a dog as a present. Yeah? Yeah? I don't know.
I'm all about it.
Yeah?
With a big bow, with a Christmas bow.
Maybe. Maybe it'll give me the
My
love
mom got
that
me.
I so desperately need. I'm just kidding.
I'm sorry. I cracked your finger. I'm sorry. You know, my mom got me a puppy like back in the day, 1996 Christmas, I think it was.
She Why does that sound puppy. So ancient?
So like ancient, yeah.
The 19th. Ancient,
yeah, the 1900s. She got me a puppy on Christmas Day. It
That's
was the
sweet.
Sweetest thing. It died You'll 14 never... days later of cancer.
What?
It was terrible. It was traumatic.
That is horrible. I didn't know you were going to end it like that. Jeez.
But then she got another one to replace it.
Oh my gosh. That is some serious trauma. That's why you've never.
I was like, where's the puppy, mommy? Ay, it's sick, baby. I had
Dang.
To take it to the vet. I was like, I only got to hold it one day. Yeah.
Dang.
I know. It was really sad.
Wow.
I know. What
that
a
is...
what a turn. I know.
I know. That was you.
But
took,
anyway,
you took a really sharp
the holidays.
Turn what a turn. That was funny.
So do you okay.
Wait, holidays. What? Yes. We talked about all the depressing stuff. So now
that's out of the way.
I haven't seen a holiday movie in a long time, but I am a sucker for a good old classic rom-com. I even love the like holiday comedies.
Yeah.
Are you a Hallmark movie, holiday movie kind of girl?
I am not a Hallmark movie person, but I will be in one of them if ever.
Yes, that
and just pose there
itself.
With the same, the prom pose. And
why is it so, it is, I mean, it's the thing is, it's cheesy, but sometimes you actually
you need it.
You
like your emotional state needs it, because yeah. it's like, that's exactly what I need right now. Just some like it's, holiday cheer. Oh no.
Yeah,
oh.
No, I'm messing mm-hmm. with the top. It brings you in. I don't know what about it, maybe how ridiculous some of it is and like the storylines or not lines, because it's a movie, so the storyline singular. But yeah, I
don't watch them. I'm not the person, they'll have it in the background. I'll just pop in an older movie. Like that's what I prefer.
What's the one holiday movie you would watch over and over and over?
The Holiday by Nancy Meyers. Myers or Mayers? I can never get it right.
Ugh. Tomato, tomato.
Nancy Meyers. She is the queen of rom-com and a dream to work with. Can you imagine? You've seen the movie.
The Holiday?
Yes.
I don't know if I've seen it. Wait, hold on. Let me look up. Oh, we can't look it up.
Jack Black? Kate Winslet? Cameron Diaz?
Oh, yes, I have. I have. Oh, my gosh. I actually loved it when they do their little switch. Yeah.
And she goes into the house and she realizes she's staying in a mansion because it's a beautiful yes. home.
You know, I miss me some Cameron Diaz.
I know.
Come back, Cameron.
I know.
I do miss her.
We just watched The Mask the other day.
That video of The Mask with the Peters. That was amazing. That was amazing because I love The Mask and I loved Cameron Diaz in The Mask. When I first saw her, I was also like.
I know.
Just
yeah. With the eyes, I know. Such a funny
movie. That's one movie that that's nostalgic and I watch mm-hmm. over and over.
The Mask?
The Mask, yeah. I don't know. Yeah. Something about it. And Jim Carrey.
I know. But Cameron Diaz, yeah. She's just a staple of rom-com the 90s.
I know. I want them both to come back. I know Jim Carrey's like done with the business.
He's Grinch too, yeah. I know. The Grinch. I know.
No one is. Ah. He's such a genius.
I know.
Holiday, is it that's it for you?
But I will say, okay, before we move on. The Holidays. So whoever, all of the Holiday fans out there, I connected so much with Kate Winslet's character, Iris. And I remember in my 20s.
Why?
Because she was like the hopeless romantic, the one that's falling in love for the wrong guy. And she's just wants to, you know, have her happily ever after, all of that. And I just, me being what do you call it, babe?
A sappy, hopeless romantic.
A hopeless romantic, you know, I'm like, yes, that's me. I'm Iris, you know, because then you have the other character, Amanda, who's a successful, you know, person. She had her own film company. She does not need a man to take care of her. She, you know what I mean? So like I connected so much with Iris. And in my early 20s, that was like my Bible. I needed to watch that movie
really?
To like feel like I can do this. I can go on. You know, I'm seen. Kate Winslet is me. Like that's my character. That's me. And then
interesting.
The moment Shame came into my life, it was like, boom. Oh, I did it. I have my happily ever after. And so now I watch it more like a nostalgic, very like, yeah, oh, like more of like, you did it, baby girl. You're okay. Aww. Because I no longer can. Now I'm more in the Amanda of like, yes, I'm going to
gotcha.
You know, I'm working to have my own business. I'm working to, you know, just pay my own bills and, you know, have my own empire alongside with my husband, obviously. But I'm no longer in the Iris world anymore where I'm like, poor me. So
interesting.
Yeah. Wow. So I had that moment last year, the first time I put it on again, because I always watch it December 1st and like all through the holidays. And I was like, oh, this is different. Oh, okay. We're good. We did it, girl. Like that was a cute moment that I had with myself. All right. Done. So thank you,
nice.
Nancy.
I like that. For me, it's Home Alone.
Oh, yes.
And Die Hard. Well, Home Alone's first.
I love that.
It's a It's just,
you know what would be fun to visit the house one day? Where is that house? In Chicago?
Outside of Chicago. That's right. Yeah. That's right.
That'd be so fun.
Yeah. There's that cool documentary on Netflix about the movies that made us. And they talk about that movie. all the things. It's crazy that to think we that never
it
al- know.
I know it was almost it did, almost didn't scenes. Happen. It's crazy.
So the house set was in a high school gym.
What? Oh, that's right. That's right. Isn't that nuts?
That's
that,
crazy.
That is nuts. I mean, could you imagine just being? I don't know. Anyway.
Being left alone in the house.
That's your parents too, at that age. You? Yes. That will scar you for life. How could you? Yeah.
How can you forget?
Well, what a great concept. Right? Poor Kevin. Kevin!
Kevin!
Mom, Dad.
Damn it, Kevin.
Fuck.
But would you be in a. Okay. If your manager calls today and say like, hey, I got a Christmas movie for you starring you and I don't know. And who else? Yeah.
No, who else?
Starting Jaina Lee Ortiz.
And go ahead. Pick it for me. I can't do it. Well, let's just think about it. Hold on a second.
First thought was George Clooney.
Me and George Clooney?
Hello. Oh, wait, no. Well, he could play your dad.
I would like that. I mean, I so wish that. No, I don't wish. I am Jennifer Lopez in what's that movie?
Oh, U-Turn? U-Turn? No, it wasn't U-Turn. Out of Sight.
Yes.
Yes.
I am Jennifer Lopez in Out of Sight. So that is just, ooh.
Can you imagine?
Sexy. But yes, me and George Clooney. I could possibly be his daughter. So maybe we're past the whole like, but I mean, yeah.
Okay.
So yeah.
Rewind.
He's the dad. He's the dad. And I'm like, Dad, I gotta go find love in New York or wherever.
I don't know what the fuck.
And it clearly doesn't find George Clooney.
No, yeah. I think George Clooney is cute. He was sexy, but right now he's
retired. He's not retired.
He's a bit mature. I think he's probably the same age as my dad.
Yeah.
And I've already gone through my 20s with all the, you know, dating older men, daddy issues kind of thing. You know what? Bradley Cooper. Yeah, I could do Bradley Cooper. I could do Jason Momoa. Honestly, I'll be honest. I don't have any like actor. Tom Hardy. He's a great, great actor.
It'd be great to have him.
He's a cute.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't have like a, oh my God, I can't wait to work with this actor because he's so hot. Like, I don't feel that. Anyway, No, I think I admire more the work than their looks. You know what I mean? I'm more about like, I want to work with that person because he's talented.
What about Leo in a Christmas
movie? Leonardo DiCaprio was my teenage crush. And
we're cut off dating him. That's never going to happen.
Right, exactly. I mean, but I would alongside him.
Yeah.
Can't talk today. You know what? Put me in there. No.
You know what? How about we don't need a man in a Christmas movie. This could be a female only movie. So it's starting Jaina Lee Ortiz as whatever character.
Instead of about a woman falling in love, a man and a woman finding love, falling in love, it could be about a woman trying to save her friendship with her best friend.
Yeah. Or finding, you know, how to love herself again, or just talking about real women's issues that aren't talked about in movies, especially holiday movies, because it's all about finding the Christmas magic and love. Yeah. How about finding yourself and like,
do you remember that movie? It's not a Christmas movie, but the one with Cameron Diaz and,
oh my God, with the sister?
Yes.
Yes.
What's her name?
It's not
Toni Collette.
Toni Collette. In Her Shoes.
In Her Shoes.
Such a good movie. Such a good fucking movie.
That
so
movie
good.
And with a holiday theme, a Christmas theme. God. That is such a beautiful, because it was, at the end of the day, it wasn't about the who she ended up marrying, or it was the relationships with the sisters.
Yes.
And
yes.
That to me, that was such a good beautiful movie.
God, the scene where she like steals her shoes or something like that, or I can't remember exactly what it is. And she gets really mad at her.
Yes.
And Cameron Diaz's character is just like,
yes,
I'm sorry. I like, oh, that scene. Such a good movie.
So
my
good.
God.
That is what I would do.
But you know what? Working with Cameron Diaz. I know she's
Toni
retired.
Corlett.
And
I'm,
oh my God.
I'm a huge, yeah. She's underrated.
She
also,
is.
Yeah.
Mommy Mafia, I think, or Mama Mafia, one of her latest movies where she plays an Italian daughter or granddaughter, and she inherits the Italian mafia.
Oh.
It's so funny. I saw it with my mother-in-law and it was so, we were cracking up the whole time. It was
really?
Such a good movie. Such a, I love Toni Collette. She was.
Yeah. Yeah.
Underrated.
But yes, that is, that's my jam. That's my jam.
Yeah.
A movie like, I can voice over something like The Nightmare Before Christmas.
That'd be fun.
Do an animated voice character.
You know,
what will your character be?
I don't, I do more.
Are you the princess?
Grounded, natural realism.
Realism.
No, I don't have. Love you it. Know who actually has a good cartoony range?
Eddie. Jackie. Oh, Eddie. Oh,
Eddie,
yeah.
Eddie Rivera. Surprise. Yeah, he does the munchkins. He, I mean,
he
all,
does?
Yeah.
Oh, we need to hear that.
We should have. Yeah, we'll get him.
We'll get him.
We'll but get I don't back. Have any. I mean.
Okay, what's
maybe,
your motherly?
Maybe I talk for my higher register, and that's sort of, I don't know, maybe I can.
Bruce doesn't like it.
Yeah, Bruce is like, nope. Stop it. Stop it right now. You're done. What were you asking?
I was going to go for like character. Okay, so it's like a professor. Motherly role. What would the voice be? Ish. Someone that
a motherly role,
mm-hmm.
it would be my voice.
Yeah,
it would.
So then you have like the daughter voice.
I do. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. I just think I go. I talk a little more from the throat, maybe the head.
Head voice.
A little heady.
And then the
heady. I know.
And then I don't know, the best friend.
You know what? I don't have this kind of range.
I know. How do you? That's,
right now, in this moment.
Okay, in this moment,
it's not,
you don't have it. Okay.
It's not. You know, I have to prepare.
Okay.
An actor prepares. Okay.
An actor prepares. Yes. That's right. We should know better.
No. What about you? Do you have any?
I mean, I don't know. I guess for the motherly, it would be very like, my child out here. Oh, honey. Or like, wish on a star, baby girl. Like that. It would be like that.
Oh,
I don't know.
A little more like,
and then if it's like the daughter,
the teenage daughter.
I'd be like, Mom, why do you always have to tell me what to do? I don't want to do it this way. I don't know. Like, that's something that.
Gabby,
or,
this is good. This is good.
Or like.
This is good stuff. Casting you right now.
I don't know about, like, if I have, like, a funny voice like this where we can be, like, talking out here. I don't know. I guess we would have to, like.
Up. I love it.
We have to, like, I would have to see, like, the character and then
yeah,
play
yeah,
around.
Yeah, the breakdown.
But voiceover is not easy.
No.
Like, exactly what we just did right now. Like, I don't know. I've never done it, so I can't. I don't know about the process. Like,
right.
How do you figure out?
I would love to take a class that could
Same.
Exercise
yeah.
my voice, because that
what are your
like,
what are your ranges,
yes,
what can you do?
I don't think
with
I've
it?
Ever explored
yeah.
that.
Yeah, well, take vocal
sort of,
lessons.
Yeah, yeah,
one, take vocal lessons to understand your apparatus.
Okay, singer. Okay, singer.
Your apparatus. And then go from there and like, what's your range? What can you do? What bothers you?
I like
you, what
that.
Doesn't.
Look at
yeah.
you.
That's kind of how I figured it out, you know, because working with a vocal coach, she helped me a lot understand all of this, because it's a whole system that
right,
you don't
right,
know
right.
you even have. And so like, once I started understanding that, I'm like, oh, okay. So I can hit this range often over here. This placement hurts a little, so I don't want to use it too much. So that's.
Look
yeah.
at you. I am so impressed. No, I'm serious.
Thank you.
Wow.
But vocal lessons help.
So what would be, I guess it's fair to say that our ideal Christmas movie is about
It would be a rom-com.
It would be a rom-com.
Yeah. But it would be about women empowerment.
About female friendships or... Yeah. less about... More platonic mm-hmm. relationships than...
Less about finding love.
Yeah.
More of finding love with yourself and the people around you.
Yeah.
Not the romantic love. It's not the main focus.
Right.
Or maybe she's already married. She's already happy in that aspect.
Yeah.
You know, she has to find balance and happiness now. Not happiness, because she's already happy with her life, but like find the balance somewhere else where everything can balance out.
Interesting. Where do you like a classic snowy, you know, snow white winter?
I would love
setting or like island. We're gonna spice it up. And
I mean, I think, you know, in our culture, I think we're very lucky to have a specific Christmas celebration. Like our Christmas, you know, in Puerto Rico, we celebrate Christmas this way, the parranda. You know, we have the bomba, we have the food, and just Christmas till like the Three Kings, which I love the holiday. But and then we have the Octavitas, and then we have the Calle San Sebastian, which celebrate Christmas till the end. Oh yeah. We celebrate.
I'm not that traditional.
We gotta take you. That's it.
I need you to
spending
to take me with you.
Yeah, we need that. Would be something that we need to do. Take you to go to PR from like December, maybe not December 25th. Because
I have been there for Christmas and during Christmas time in December in Puerto Rico. It is beautiful.
It's gorgeous.
So beautiful. I'm
just like, how are we so lucky? We're so prideful of our culture.
You would still do a winter white, snowy.
I would do it. You know what I want? I'm dreaming of this day when this happens. And I've told Shane so many times, I'm like, I just dream to like, I would love to do a Christmas either in Europe, in Paris, not necessarily like Christmas Day, but we can do it either before or after where we are in that winter wonderland and like celebrate Christmas during the winter and there's snow and I don't know, like,
yeah,
I think Europeans have a beautiful way of celebrating Christmas too. Like when you were in Spain just recently, was there any Christmas decoration yet?
There was. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I feel like all the holidays this year have been rushed.
Oh yeah,
like, and even Halloween, everything is just like, get it now. That's fast. It's like two months in advance. Here we go.
Yeah. That's the one thing.
It just feels.
And then during the holiday, they're already set up for the.
Yes. So I think that's what's like, it's hard to stay present because it's just like, bam, we're going to get it while get it now. Be prepared.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Have you ever done, have you done a winter wonderland Christmas yet? Or
I think so. Once in the Bronx, it was snowing and I would do my little snow angels. Oh. But you know, this, once you've experienced snow, you're ready to be done with it. And once it turns into slush, you're like, all right, let's get it. But yeah, it would be nice to. In LA though, it's always so, you know, so beautiful.
I know. There's like snowy areas here. Like you have to go up
exactly.
In the mountains.
I'm dying to go to Big Bear and
Big Bear.
Maybe Aspen.
That'd be
cool. This was fun. I feel like we had a good time. Even though I'm low energy.
I know. It's all good.
I guess also that a part of it too is like the expectation part.
You can't always be.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. It is. So I think the holidays too has that, we have an instinct to be this grand, joyful being for everyone else, not even for ourselves, just for people. And if you're not that to begin with for yourself, then it's harder to be that for other people.
Yeah,
so
for sure,
take you know, accepting the reality and trying to just work through it, I think is what most people are going to be doing this holiday season.
Yeah,
but yeah, I'm trying to find reasons to smile, and this is one of them. So more talking about movies and things that make us laugh and cry and feel connected. Yeah. And, you know, I mean, that's the beauty about the holidays, I think, is it gives us that opportunity to feel.
Yeah.
And whether that's, you know, a higher spirit or something that's really dark and deep and sad, it's all accepted.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause it's truthful, it's authentic. But anyway, and at some point in the future, we'll definitely create a movie. It'll have
fun.
It'll have like a fun special theme, and we'll sort of like create it as we go in a future episode. And then maybe you can give us some suggestions.
Oh, yeah,
and maybe we can incorporate those little
Easter.
We'll throw in some Easter eggs.
I love that.
I love that idea of it's, I mean, we've seen it and it's done before a million times.
Yeah.
The finding love.
But, yeah, that's done.
Yeah. Finding the
Mama.
That friendship, that connection, all the other types
and
of relationships.
And now I have a bracelet.
And now you have a bracelet. And now you have a ring. And now you have another ring. Another. Woo! Anyway, let's end it with a little pop, 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 pop. Ciao. We love you. We miss you. We'll see you next week.
See you next week, you guys.
Bye.
Bye.